Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
How are you, Mark?
Not too bad, Dave. How are you?
Good. I believe you're celebrating something absolutely enormous. So give us the idea. Everyone wants to know, what are you celebrating? How and why? What's going on?
Well, our local football team, Remelton Mariners, are from Donegal. Won the Division 2 on Saturday, Old Orchard End Division 2 there on Saturday. So
get off!
14 years along with the last
14
time we won
the years waiting. So hang on, this now we've got to give the names of people, because this is the Old Orchard Inn Division 2 league title, is that right?
League title, yeah.
Woo! So that means you've got, I mean, league titles are always, look, cups are great. I've won cups with some of the kids I coach and they're great, don't get me wrong. But league titles mean you're doing it over the length of a season, Mark.
Ah, geez, it's amazing, yeah. So as I said, 14 years since we last won a league title. 14 years since we last won anything.
Right. And so, the Ramelton Mariners, whereabouts in Donegal are these boys from?
Well, we're about 10 minutes outside Letterkenny.
Right.
Remelton Mariners, it's down in Remelton. So it's about 10 minutes outside of there. So we'll have to type in a squad.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. It has to be if you're going to, you know, club together and have this victory. What's your role, Mark?
I'm the club secretary.
No way.
I do the secretary work, yeah.
So good stuff. So you're...
I do the stuff in the background.
Yeah, the horrible stuff that no one else wants to do, but everyone knows needs to be done.
It's not too bad at the end of the day. It's the clubs run well. We have a good chairman and Paul Doherty, and the managers, Raymond Friel and Paul Gellar, done fantastic this year in the squad, sir.
Brilliant.
Ended up with a league title, so in promotion, so...
That's unbelievable. Yeah, so will you now move up out of Division 2?
Yeah, we're into Division 1 now, so...
Wow.
Well, it's 3 years. We were out of the league here for 5 years. We're 3 years back now in the league. We dropped out of the league altogether. So within 3 years of coming back, now we have a league title under. So.
Jeez, that's some recovery in fairness.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
So and what would have led to you dropping out? Was it just the quality of football or wasn't there?
It's just different stuff led to us. We dropped out for 5 years and then there was five of us sitting. We were over actually at a Man United game and we got chatting about bringing the Mariners back.
Yeah.
For the boys around the town, and so Jason McCall, he was the one that kind of organised it, and then myself, Mark Walton, David Fisher, Edward Boyce and Nicky Hanlon, so we're the ones that got down and set club back up and running. And
how many teams are there in the club? Just the one?
Just one club, just a senior club. Yeah,
senior club, yeah, absolutely brilliant. Okay, so yeah, but I mean the thing is, to be out of the league for 5 years means then that the interest, you know, in the team would have just dropped off even locally, because you weren't playing, you weren't doing the proper league games or whatever. And then to get it back up and running and so quickly get yourself to a point where you've got a league title, that's unbelievable.
That's madness, yeah, it's crazy. Compared to last season, we had a disastrous season last season where we finished second bottom on the Division 2 and turned around this year.
At second bottom to win it the following year.
That's madness. It's madness. And
here, you don't actually want the United job, do you? Because I think we could do what you lost.
You can ask Raymond Freedom Paul if you want it. They're the ones that constructed this squad and got them to where they are now.
Amazing. So. And what kind of age group would the team be? Kind of from what age to what age? Like,
well, very 17 is the youngest player in it, and I think 41, 42 would be the oldest player.
Wow, amazing. That's so great for the community as well, isn't it?
Ah, it's brilliant. And to be honest, the way we won it, we needed a point at the weekend there to win it.
Yeah.
And we scored in the 90th minute to get
You're
the point.
Like, joke. Jeez, it's Fergie time and everything.
Fergie time. Shea Callum McFadden scored the winner. He got the winner for us. So.
Unbelievable. Hey,
the whole squad's been brilliant all year.
That's amazing. Like, and as you said, like, you know, 10 minutes outside Letterkenny, I presume Ramelton's not like the biggest town in Ireland, like, so.
No, well, the thing about it, there's Swally Rovers in Remelton too. Like, they have a senior team as well and a reserve team, so there's three teams in Remelton.
Right.
Really? So, but.
Look, that's an unbelievable achievement. So, massive congrats to all the Mariners. Won the League 2 Division title, Division 2 League title after 14 years of waiting, but as I said, more impressively, after finishing the second bottom last season. That's some turnaround. So what are the predictions then for next season? Do you think you'll stay up?
As I said, anything to the squad, anything's possible. Why not go and try and make it back-to-back title?
There you go. Sure, God knows Wrexham did it, got back-to-back promotions. You can get back-to-back titles.
We can get back to back. Shoot, hey, sure, and see what happens.
Exactly. Mark Wilson, congratulations to you and all the lads involved. That's absolutely brilliant. And the whole community, Remelton, thanks a million for sharing all that. And best of luck.
Cheers to you for having us on. Thank you.
Nice one, Mark. See ya.
All right. See you later. Bye.
What a story. Love that. 14 years waiting to bring that championship home, win the league. 14 years. So actually, thinking this morning,
What are you waiting on? Is there something that you're waiting on or you have been waiting on? Like, for example, so Remelton, they're waiting 14 years to win the league. I waited about 10 years, a bit more maybe, 11 or 12 years, to see Fightstar, this band that I absolutely love. Myself and Dermot went to see them in London there a couple of weeks back. But it was over a decade from when I last saw them. You know, and it was so worth waiting for. Is there anything else you're waiting for?
The Electric Picnic lineup.
Yes. Hamer's waiting on the EP lineup. Everyone's waiting on the Electric Picnic lineup. But maybe you're waiting on your husband or your other half to just like cut the grass. Or maybe you're waiting on the dream holiday that you've been saving up for forever. Emma's been in touch.
I think The Mariners is the next Netflix series.
Yes.
Wow, what an achievement for them. That's unbelievable. And I'm not even into soccer.
Yeah, seriously. To finish second bottom last season and to win it this season. I mean, that is the stuff of Netflix dreams. I hope the FAI are listening now to your show announcer, Mark, says Carol. To do with the successful manager. Yes, Mark was the treasurer all right there, but he was listing off a few of the manager's names. They could do a job for sure. So I was asking, is there anything you're waiting for, right? You know what I mean? So they waited 14 years to win themselves that league. They haven't won anything in 14 years. What are you waiting for? It could be anything. A lot of people are saying what Iris and Wexford are saying. At this stage, Dave, all I'm waiting for is a bit of decent weather. Yeah, Rowena's waiting on a sunny day. Yeah, it feels like it's been ages, doesn't it? And then over the weekend, it was like 15 degrees, and yesterday it was 4 degrees. Sort yourself out, weather. Although, sorry, then we're talking. It's never going to sort itself out. Mark says, I'm waiting for Liverpool to win the Premiership. Dave will know what it's like soon enough. Mark, I'm waiting, what now, my 11 years? I hear you, Liverpool fans. Well, you won it in 2019 in the COVID season, or 2021, whatever it was in the COVID season. And, yeah. Ashling says, I'm totally waiting for my week of nights at work to end. It feels like a lifetime. Only home after the first one. Oh, Ashling, that's a tough one, all right. And Colette says, I'm waiting on the Wenger bus. I don't think it's coming. It's been 26 years. It's late even for a bus. It is late even for a bus. Tea's been on as well.
Dave, I'm waiting to start my new job. I'm with the same company but going to a new role, and they're waiting for someone to backfill my space before I can start. Nobody wants my job, so yeah, I'm waiting to start my new role.
Well, congratulations on your new role. That's very exciting. And yes, I know what it's like to wait for something like that. It can be a bit frustrating, but look, keep the faith, keep the patience. Philly's been on too.
Dave, I'm waiting for this weekend, because when I finish work on Saturday, the missus will be gone out with her friends, the kids are staying in the grandparents, and I'd be sitting on the couch drinking beer and watching Mafia films.
Yes!
Then Sunday, going to watch wrestling with the little lad in Carlo. And then Monday, I have a day off work.
Woo! Oh, that's astounding, Philly. That's absolutely brilliant. And yeah, that chance of like sitting down and watching movies uninterrupted in a free gaff is just the greatest thing. Tracy's waiting for something.
Hi, Dave. Just waiting for Barry Dunn's phone call. That's what I'm waiting for.
I can't wait to finish work Thursday, because when I finish up work Thursday, I'm off for 9 days from work, and my birthday is on Saturday.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Happy birthday, Dean. That's going to be deadly. Noemi's been in touch as well.
Dave, I'm waiting to move into my new house. Only 6 weeks, but we don't have floors, we only have half the walls, and we're missing some ceilings.
Aww.
So, fingers crossed for me, please. I've been renovating since September 2023.
Okay, well, I really hope the next 6 weeks go really fast for you. Jen, what about you?
Hi, Dave. Just thinking about things that were worth the wait. Both of my children had to be induced, and both of them took 3 days to turn up.
3 days.
And my son eventually turned up at the very last minute before they decided to do a C-section. But my daughter absolutely refused to shift even 1 centimetre. And so she was a C-section. But yeah, definitely worth the wait. But my God, they put us through it.
They most certainly did put you through it. Let's go to the phones and have a chat to Anita, who is from Monaghan but living in Cavan. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well. What have you been waiting for?
Oh, I've been waiting to get married for 5 years.
5 years? Okay, right. So was that when the question was popped?
That's when the question was popped.
And how long were you going out before that?
5 years before that.
Oh, right. Okay, so 5 years waiting for the question to be popped, and then 5 years waiting since the question has been popped. And when are you getting married?
We got married 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Yay!
round of applause. That's brilliant.
Yay.
He finally did it, or she finally did it. I don't know who your partner is.
Carl.
Well done to Carl, who finally took 10 years to get it done. And how was the day? Was it everything you dreamed?
Oh, and more. It was just perfect from start to finish.
Oh, stunning. And everyone wants to know, what was the dress like?
It was princess through and through.
Okay, brilliant. And does Cahill seem like a happy husband now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff.
Happy life, happy wife, you
know? I couldn't agree more, Anita. That's great news. Thanks a million for sharing that, Anita. Congratulations.
No problem. Thank you very much, Dave.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ed's in Killarney on the way to Cashel. How are you, Ed?
Good, Dave, and yourself?
Yeah, what are you waiting on?
Waiting on my Labrador to arrive in about 3 weeks' time, hopefully.
Oh, cuteness. Where are you getting them from?
Get them from a guy called Matthew Lambden, Camrose Labs.
Right.
In Mullingar.
And what colour are we going?
Well, hopefully black, but we'll take whatever's
there. Take whatever's there, absolutely. Dead right, Ed. That's very exciting. Have you got a name yet?
No names yet, no, we're debating a few. The wife, Marie, is only delighted that he's coming.
Oh, I can imagine, absolutely. And come here, I'll tell you this. This is what I did. We got our puppy it was about 18 years ago now. And what we did was we wrote the names that we thought were okay for the dog on pieces of paper on one side of the room, held the puppy on the other side, and then let the puppy go. And she went over and sniffed around Margaret and Pauline and Jennifer and eventually settled on Lorna, but she put that one in her mouth and we took it out of her mouth and went, okay, Lorna, that's her name, and that's how we named our dog. So there's an option for you.
Good stuff. We give it a go, yeah?
Okay, well, best of luck. I can't wait for the puppy training.
Cheers, Dave.
All right. See you later.
Bye, Ed.
Well, Dave, final car payment is paid this month. Finally, there's no car loan. Started in 2013. Roll over 4 cars and now done. Now, the holiday, the 29th of May. Haven't been away since July 2019. Have a good day. Yes, you too have a good day. Emily's 11. She says, I'm on my way to Galway to get my fingers checked because I got hit by a basketball in school and can't move them. I'll let you know how it goes. Emily, please let me know how it goes. And she said, P.S. I wrote to you last year for my letter project and you wrote back. Oh, thank God you're one of the children I wrote back to. Not one of the 50 I ignored. No, I write back to everyone who writes to me. And thank you, Emily, for your letter. I do get a few and it's so nice to read them and find out all about you. And I hope your fingers are okay, you poor thing. Keep your messages coming in. There are so, so many of them on 087-4100-102. Fiona in Castlebar says, Dave, I'm from Mayo. Need I say more? Someone else says, Dave, I'm waiting to lose the baby weight. It's only been 20 years. Lisa says, I'm waiting for Harry Styles to come back. Can't believe it's almost a year since the Slane gig. And we got a message in from Naomi.
Hey, Dave. I am waiting for my holiday to Florida. I'm bringing the kids to Universal.
Yes.
It's my first trip abroad with them. I'm so nervous because my son doesn't like lifts, so I don't know what he's going to be like. Now we're playing. My two girls have been abroad, but the middle one wouldn't remember, so it's going to be fun. But looking forward to it.
Listen, we wish you the best of luck. It's going to be an amazing family trip to Florida. They're definitely worth doing. As crazy as it all seems, it'll definitely be worth it.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.